Starlight, a cloud of dust, and the hearty Hi-Yo Silver, the Lone Ranger. Faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, big fellow. I'm Silver.
Ranger and his Indian companion Tonto had been on the trail of Rat Morton and his gang of outlaws for some time. When they were sure he was about to strike at Fowlerville, they camped near the town. The Lone Ranger waited until after dark, then called on his old friend, Sheriff Brewster.
I thought I should warn you so you can be on your guard, Sheriff.
Yes, I appreciate it. But just why do you think Morton plans a robbery here?
Yesterday, Tonto and I talked to a Mexican shepherd boy. It seemed two men we know to be members of Rat Morton's gang. They asked the boy how to get here.
Oh, I see. Well, that's enough to warrant watching for trouble.
Yes. Rat Morton always operates on the same plan. That's in your favor, Sheriff.
I understand he travels alone, except when he pulls a robbery.
Yes. He'll camp within a few miles of town. His gang will ride in one or two at a time to join Morton and hear plans for the next job.
I see.
Then the gang breaks up after getting orders. They drift into town one by one or two by two.
Mm-hmm.
Then, on a signal from Morton, they strike quickly, usually shooting up the town as they leave.
Well, how does he get the lowdown on the jobs before he strikes?
Well, sir, that's a mystery. But I believe he works with an accomplice.
Mm-hmm.
I have nothing to prove that, though.
Someone's at the door. You better step into the next room.
Very well, Sheriff.
Good evening, Sheriff.
Oh, Banker Kane. How are you, Josh? What can I do for you?
You mind if I come in? I want to talk to you about something.
Sure thing. Come on in.
I'll sit down here.
What's on your mind, Josh?
Have you seen my nephew, Fred Bowen, gambling recently?
Gambling? No, can't say I have.
Then have you seen my bookkeeper, Bob Lacey, gambling or throwing money around?
Now, wait. Hold on, Josh. What's all this about? Someone rob your bank?
One of those young men has been stealing from me.
How do you know?
Oh, I suspected it for some time. But late today, after the bank closed, I checked the cash. By my count, $10,000 is missing.
Oh.
Now, that's a lot of money. Anyone who took it would have to be living mighty high or gambling.
Yes, that's right. Have you checked your books? You might find out it's just an accounting mistake.
I intend to check them tonight.
If you do, though, the thief will know you suspect something's wrong. He'll either run out or cover his tracks. Wait till tomorrow night and give me time to make some inquiries. Maybe I'll learn something.
Now, that's it. I'll wait till tomorrow night to look over the books.
Good, good. That'll give me time to check up on Bowen and Lacey. Now, meanwhile, don't act like you suspect them.
All right, Jeff. Good night.
Good night, Josh.
All right, mister, he's gone.
I heard you call him Josh Kane. He's a banker.
Yeah. I thought he had me there for a second.
Oh? Oh, how do you mean?
His nephew's cashier at the bank. When Josh asked me if I'd seen the boy gambling, I said I hadn't.
Then he asked if you'd seen Bob Lacey, the bookkeeper, gambling.
Yeah. I talked around that question, and he forgot to ask me again.
Oh, have you?
Yeah. Fact is, I've been watching Bob.
Oh? Well, then, why didn't you tell the banker?
I want a little time. Fred Bowen's a sneaky cuss. If anyone's stealing, I'd naturally suspect him. But the evidence points to Bob Lacey. And Bob's as fine a young fellow as I know of. In fact, he's engaged to Josh Kane's daughter.
So? Well, why don't you have a talk with Lacey and tell him the facts?
Yeah, I think I shall.
It's a good idea. Well, Sheriff, I'll be getting back to camp. Tomorrow, Todd and I shall try and locate Rat Morton's hideout.
Sure, let me know if you do. I'll round up some deputies and we'll take Rat by surprise.
Good enough. Meanwhile, be on guard here. Adios.
Adios.
As the Lone Ranger suspected, Rat Morton and his gang had gathered to strike at Fowlerville. It was near midnight when he and his men, sitting around a small campfire, heard hoofbeats approaching.
Someone's riding in here, boys. Here. I'll keep him covered till we see who it is.
Hey, it's a cashier from the bank.
Yeah. All right, holster your guns, boys. Hi there, Bowen.
Hello, Morton.
What do you want? I told you not to ride out here.
I had to come. Sheriff knows you're in this territory.
Sheriff. How do you know that?
I got the news from a friend who'd just been deputized by the sheriff. So I came here to tell you.
What else did this friend tell you?
He said that several men were being sworn in as special deputies. They had orders to question any strangers who ride into town during the next few days. Morton, you'll have to call off the robbery for a while.
I'll do nothing of the sort. I'm going through with it, and so are you, Bowen.
But they'll be laying for you and your men.
It don't matter. I'll ride into town right under their noses. They won't know what's happening either. Boys, gotta change my plan. But this is how we'll do it.
The following day, the Lone Ranger prepared to make a search for the outlaw band he believed to be hiding near Fowlerville. After breakfast, he and Tonto saddled Scout and Silver.
Easy, Silver, steady, McFarlane. Cinch tight. Now, Tonto, we'll not ride together today. You go through the hills north of here, and I'll ride south. Steady, easy, Silver. If you see any sign of Rat Morton and his gang, come back here at sundown and make a smoke signal.
Me do that.
Big fella. Steady. I'll be watching. If I learn anything, I'll come back to camp and signal you.
And then we go back and try to capture him, huh?
That depends on how many men are in his gang. We'll probably have to call on the sheriff to help us.
Me go now.
Good. Steady, Silver. Easy. Adios.
Adios.
Come on, Silver.
Adios, come.
It was almost sundown when Tonto hurried back to the Lone Ranger's camp. The masked man had not returned. The Indian built a smudge fire, hoping to attract his friend's attention before darkness fell. And he was rewarded half an hour later when he heard hoofbeats approaching.
Oh, easy.
Me glad you come, Tonto Kimasabi.
What did you learn, Tonto?
Me find camp of outlaws. It's north of here, not far from town.
Did you see Rat Morton?
Me see him. And him got plenty men.
How many?
There's 6 men, 7 counting Morton.
Yes, we'll need the help of the sheriff.
That's right. But Kimasabi.
What is it, Tonto?
Me see something me not savvy. Wagon with top on in outlaw camp.
A covered wagon?
That's right. Me never see outlaws riding wagon.
Oh, neither did I. Didn't they have saddle horses?
Me count 7 horses with saddles. 2 horses with harness for wagon.
We'll find the answer to that when we raid their camp tonight. Come on, we're going to town for Sheriff Brewster.
Easy, fella. What's up?
Through the alley.
slow down when you get back to the bank and let us out.
The bank's just ahead.
The cashier should be waiting for us if he does what I told him.
I think I can make him out now. Ho, ho, ho.
Get ready to jump out, boys.
Here we are.
All right, you hombres, outside. I'll follow. Joe.
Yeah, right.
Drive around front. Leave the team standing at the hitch rail across the street. And come back and stand guard at the back door. Now get moving.
Right.
Get up. Come on.
Anyone stop you, Morton?
Bowen, I told you they wouldn't. The deputies will be looking for men on horseback. They'll never suspect a wagon.
Come on, let's get inside. I'll unlock the door. Go down the hall.
Wait a minute.
What?
Bowen, are you trying to spring a trap on us? You see that hall light down there?
Sure. I came through the front way a while ago and lit it myself. I also opened the vault so we could save time.
I hope you're telling the truth. It'll be too bad for you if you're lying. I'll keep him covered, boys.
Right. Sure, I got him.
I guess you weren't lying. Yeah, there's nobody laying for us.
There's nothing to worry about. Now, Rat, you come into the vault with me and we'll get the money. The rest of you can sit down and take it easy.
Yeah. Make yourself comfortable in them chairs.
Sure.
Someone's in that vault.
It's Uncle Josh. How in thunder did he get in there?
Who are you talking to, Fred, Dick? Jay, who are these men with you?
Get them up and keep quiet.
I got them. Fred, what's the meaning of this?
It's a robbery, old timer, and your nephew's in on it.
I hate to do this, Uncle Josh, but I'm caught red-handed.
Jughead, give me that gun.
I've got to kill him. He knows everything now.
You're not shooting anyone in here, you fool.
Shot would bring every deputy in town on the run. Grab the old guy, boys.
Let me go. You face it,
come on.
Take your hands up.
Take him into the vault, boys, and be quick about it. Now, Bowen, take the lamp into the vault. We don't want nobody to see us in here.
I've got it.
All right, come on.
Brad, what are you going to do about my uncle? You have to kill him to shut his mouth and protect me.
When we get the cash out of here, we'll close the door of the vault and spin the combination. By morning, he'll be dead.
Wait, King of Sammy. Those cars don't die.
Easy, what is it, Tonto?
You see wagon and team?
Yes, what about it?
It looked like wagon and team. We see an outlaw camp.
Are you sure?
It looked like same wagon, same horses.
It's in front of the bank, too. The bank's dark inside.
Oh, that's right. We see no lights.
All right, dismount. We'll investigate before we go to see the sheriff. Easy,
easy,
city.
Easy, easy, easy.
Inside the bank, the outlaws ransacked the vault by the dim light of a lamp which could not be seen outside.
Stuff the money in these carpet bags. Are you boys ready to go?
Yeah, ready.
Bowen, yeah. We'll leave the old man inside. You shut the vault door and twirl the combination.
Oh, no, that's murder. You know I'll smother to death him here.
Pick up the money and get going, boys.
Oh, don't leave me here. Don't do this.
Shut up. Close that door and let's get out of here.
Oh.
There. Another combination.
Come on.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Everything in the bank as they had found it, the outlaws prepared to make their getaway, convinced that Josh Kane, the banker, would not be found until morning and that he would be dead by then. As they reached the back door of the building, Joe, the outlaw on guard outside the building, rushed to the leader excitedly.
Hey, what's the matter, Joe?
There's a big gin out in front with an Indian.
Huh?
They've been looking over our wagon. I can't make out who they are.
Hey, let's gun them down, Rat.
No. Shooting would bring the law down on us pronto. We couldn't make a run for it in a wagon. They'd catch us easy.
Well, what'll we do?
Hey, Bowen.
Yeah?
Isn't there a stagecoach leaving around this town for Cold Springs?
Yeah, that's right. At least within 10 minutes.
Good. All right, scatter, boys. I'll get over there and buy tickets for all of us. With these carpet bags, we'll look like travelers leaving town. Nobody will bother us.
Yeah, that's right. The law's looking for people riding into town. Not for anyone leaving on the stage.
But I can't get on the stage. I'd be recognized, and folks might wonder where I was going.
Where's your horse, Bone?
The rack up the street.
And lock that door we just came through. You ride out to our camp and wait for us. You'll get your cut there.
But, Rant, how will you get there? The stage goes west, not north.
Leave that to me. Now, come on, boys. Scatter and meet me in 5 minutes at the stage station. All right.
Meanwhile, Sheriff Brewster had called young Bob Lacey to his office for a talk. He had laid the facts plainly before the bookkeeper.
Mr. Kane thinks I've been stealing from the bank?
He knows one of you stole money. And I know you've been gambling lately. Can you explain that, Bob?
Yes, I can. You know, Sheriff, I'm engaged to Irene Kane.
Yeah, sure, I know that.
I want to get married, but when I do, I want a home. Her dad doesn't pay me much, and... Oh, well, to tell the truth, I drew out $1,000 I'd saved. I started gambling, hoping to build it up to at least $3,000 so I could buy a place.
That was your money, not the banker's.
I swear it, Sheriff.
Bob, no one can make money gambling. You ought to know that.
I know it now. I lost every cent I saved. Now I'll have to break the engagement.
Oh, that's too bad, son. I'm mighty sorry. But at least you can clear yourself of stealing from the bank.
I sure can. And I'll prove who did steal that cash.
How?
I'm going to the bank tonight and go through Fred Bowen's accounts. I'll have the proof on him when Mr. Kane comes to the bank in the morning.
Oh, wait a minute. Yes, come in.
Miss me.
Now, don't be scared, Bob. I know this man.
Good evening, Sheriff. I think Toto and I have located Rat Morton and his gang.
The Lone Ranger told all that Toto had told him about finding the outlaw's camp and how they had found the covered wagon in front of the bank.
Toto's not sure it's the same team and wagon. He saw it from a distance, of course, when he was looking for the outlaw's camp. Oh, another thing. We investigated the bank.
You did?
Yes, the front and back doors were locked. There was no guard outside and no sign that an attempt had been made to break open a door.
Then they must still be in the camp.
It's located on the old Indian mine property. I would backtrack on the wagon, but it's too dark for that. We might be losing time.
I'll round up some deputies as we ride through town.
Good. Tonto's waiting with our horses.
Fine. Well, good night, Bob. I hope you find that proof you're looking for.
I'll bet I do, Sheriff. I'll see you in the morning. Hope you nail those outlaws.
Meanwhile, the stagecoach with Rat Morton on the box with the driver rolled out of town toward Cold Springs. It had gone but a few miles when Rat threw a gun and shoved it against the ribs of the driver.
Stop the team, driver.
Hey, a gun.
Right, this is as far as you're going. Stop here.
All right, boys, outside. Get the horses out of those harnesses.
Don't kill me, mister.
I just want to borrow your 4 horses. Me and my boys are going horseback riding.
It's about set, Rat.
So long, old-timer.
Don't get sore feet walking back to town.
When Bob Lacey entered the bank, he couldn't find the lamp by which he usually worked, so he took another from Josh Kane's office. Lighting it, he found the place undisturbed and proceeded to unlock the vault where the ledgers were kept.
2 left. 1.5 right. There.
Bob Lacey. Thank goodness you found me.
Mr. Kane.
The banker quickly explained what had happened to him, then said...
Even though I was facing death, I had to satisfy myself of one thing.
What was that, Mr. Kane?
Well, I suspected either you or Fred Bowen of stealing from the bank.
Oh, I know that. The sheriff told me about it. That's why I came back here. I wanted to examine Fred's account.
Fred and his outlaw friends left the lamp in the vault.
Yeah, I missed it when I came in.
So I went through your accounts and Fred's. In his ledger, I discovered what he'd been doing, the ungrateful cuss. I'd like to get my hands on him right now.
He must have gone with the outlaws. Their hideout is on the old Indian mine property.
How do you know that?
A masked man told the sheriff, and I was in the office when he did.
Did you see a masked man?
Yes, but I haven't time to explain now. The sheriff's on his way out there, so let's go, too.
We'll have to get horses, Bob.
And there's a wagon and a team across the street. We'll borrow it, and on the way, I'll explain everything.
Yes, I hope we get there in time to help catch that no-good nephew of mine and his bandit friends.
Light of campfire.
Yes, and I see a man standing by it.
What do we do? Rush the camp?
No, Sheriff. Have your men spread out and ride in around the camp to stop anyone from escaping. They may have heard us and taken cover, leaving just the one man to draw us on.
Yes, you're right. Boys, spread out and ride in from all sides.
Thornton,
get him up, Scott.
Get up there.
Fred Bowen had arrived at Rat Morton's camp. When he heard approaching horsemen, he thought Morton and his men were returning. The Lone Ranger and the posse were upon the crooked cashier before he realized he was trapped. But he decided to use brains instead of a gun in an effort to escape his plight.
Oh,
it's Fred Bowen.
Good
evening,
Sheriff.
Good evening.
Good evening. Well, what are you doing here, Fred?
I was giving my new gelding a workout tonight. I happened to see this campfire and rode in. Found those horses tethered over there, but no one was around. Is there any trouble?
There's plenty of trouble. This is Rat Morton's camp.
Rat Morton, the outlaw?
The same. It's no place for you to be.
Oh, you're right. I'm getting out of here before any shooting starts.
Oh, no, you're not. You're not leaving here.
Why, you can't hold me here. I don't want to get shot if a gun battle starts.
I don't believe your story, friend. I'm going to keep you here till I know you've told the truth.
No, you'll not keep me here.
That's it, I've got him. Now let me snap these cuffs on the critter.
You have no right to do this to me.
See about that. You button your lip.
Sheriff.
Yeah?
It looks like Morton and his gang plan to return. They left their saddle horses.
And all their camp gear.
If they see us around the campfire, they won't come here.
Yes, you're right about that, mister.
Now we'll all get to cover of darkness.
Good idea.
Toto, put ashes over the fire, so they won't suspect anyone's been here.
Me do it.
Stay out of sight and make no sound if Morton and his men ride in. I'll give the signal for action.
Right.
Come on, Silver. Come on.
I thought the cashier'd be waiting for us, Rat.
Yeah. Yeah, so did I.
You gonna wait for him, boss?
I sure am. Joe, stir up that fire, will you?
All right, I'll get it, Rat.
But, Rat, when they discover the bank's been robbed, this country will swarm with lawmen.
No one will discover the bank's been robbed till daylight, when someone opens the vault and finds Josh Kane's body.
Yes, maybe so. But I don't see any sense in waiting for Fred Bowen.
I'm for taking his share of the loot and pulling out of here now.
Yeah. Now, listen to me. I'm running this show. Don't worry about his share of the divvy. We'll have it when we ride out of here. But I won't leave him to shoot off his face about what happened tonight.
How do you mean?
When he starts blowing his money, he'd be suspected. The law puts the pressure on him, he'd talk. I know his kind.
Well, what are you going to do about him?
Put a bullet through him when he rides in here. Now, cool your heels. He'll be here soon.
Yes, again. You're surrounded. Get your hands up.
It's a mess, man. Shoot him down.
Don't try to come, play.
The sheriff.
Let him have it.
Rat Morton and his men, silhouetted against the now brightly burning fire, shot wildly into the surrounding shadows.
So you want to shoot it out, huh?
Dropping low, the Lone Ranger fired with both hands.
All right, close in on him, boys.
Rat spun from the impact of a bullet in the arm. Another outlaw dropped with a broken leg. The third crook stumbled and lay sprawling on the ground, crying out in mortal fear.
Don't shoot! Don't shoot me!
Throw down your gun.
And make it fast, or we'll cut you down like mad dogs.
I'm hit, my arm.
We'll patch you up before we take you in.
We've heard enough to put all of you behind bars, including Bourne. Bring that polecat here.
Hey, there's the bank cashier.
Sheriff, you heard them say they locked Banker Kane in the bank vault.
Yeah, and if he's dead by the time we get back to him, they'll hang for murder.
Hey, Masabi, you look here.
Yes, hello.
We find money from bank and saddlebank on horses.
Then that closes the case against them.
Yeah, wait, someone's coming in a wagon. Keep your gun, Tanny boys. Why, it's Bob Lacey and Josh Kane.
Kane's not dead. He's alive.
going now. Adios.
Adios, my friend.
Adios,
Mr. Keene, that's the masked man I was telling you about.
Huh?
The one I saw in the sheriff's office.
And if it hadn't been for him, these crooks would have made off with all the money in your bank, Josh.
I reckon you're right, Sheriff. Just who is he?
Josh, he is the Lone Ranger.
This is a feature of The Lone Ranger Incorporated, created and produced by George W. Trendle, directed by Charles D. Livingston, and edited by Fran Stryker. The part of The Lone Ranger is played by Brace Beamer.